Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele Smith. As I record this, I'm in the magical New York City at the tail end of an equally wonderful and brutal 5 weeks traveling across the United States on business. If this particular trip had a theme song, it would be Johnny Cash's I've Been Everywhere, Man. But I tell you, friends, I'm not complaining. You see, when you have the privilege of travel and you see the diversity, the magnificence, and the wild extremes of God's creation, it reminds me to marvel at the sheer majesty of God. Over these past 5 weeks, God has faithfully shown that he's a God of compassion, of mercy, and of unfailing love. He's gone before my team and I as we've traveled, and truthfully, in truly extraordinary ways. Some of you will recall the testimony that I spoke of exactly 1 year ago, when four warring gangs in Vasundhakral had declared peace and stopped shooting each other after a brutal few years of fighting. Well, I'm equal parts delighted to say that for the most part, that peace has held throughout the past 12 months. But I'm also sad to say there's been some outbreaks and some skirmishes of recent times, and for that I'm asking for your prayers. You see, there's been some indiscriminate killings and a handful of tragedies, however, far less than had become the norm. And for that I give praise to God. All honor and thanks be to him who is filled with compassion. Amen. At a human level, sometimes it's hard to fathom the goodness, the mercy, and the compassion of our God. But many years of faith ultimately leads me to be shocked by nothing very much. We sometimes say someone's gone too far to be forgiven, that we can forgive thieves or liars, but not murderers or rapists or gangsters. But I want to tell you that my God can forgive us all. As a matter of fact, he already has. To this day, many of the boys in Vasundhakral, their parents and the residents of Vasund, can't quite believe the change. And while some will understandably point to the outbreaks of senseless violence, by and large, God has shown his mercy and compassion in abundant measure. Psalm 103, 8-13 says, "The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse us nor remain angry forever. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. For his unfailing love towards those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins from us as far from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him." This, my friends, is great news. We serve a compassionate and merciful God. He's filled with unfailing love. He does not remain angry forever. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. And he has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. I heard a great message years ago in Bristol in the United Kingdom on this very point. East never meets west. The analogy is that God has removed our sins from us to an infinite or a limitless degree. A friend of mine in the UK read this scripture many years ago and it became her salvation scripture. She'd led a life of partying, promiscuity, and crazy stuff that had shamed her into believing that God could not possibly accept her. But when she read this passage, she realized that we are all sinners and that God would not only forgive, but even forget her sins. And now, many years later, she's an Anglican vicar. How powerful is that realization that God is for the gangster or the reformed Anglican vicar or for the gardener or even the investment banker, just as he is for you and for me. You see, friends, we've all fallen short, but nobody is too far gone. The devil would love for us to think that people are too far gone. But that is just a lie. Jesus is unquestionably for everybody. There is simply nobody that is too far gone. Look at the guy who was nailed to the cross next to Jesus. Jesus said even of him, "Surely today you will be with me in paradise." Our salvation is a journey of redemption and a transformation of our character by the Holy Spirit. But it starts with saying, "I need you, Jesus." And the process thereafter continues until we reach heaven. The book of Romans says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus." How beautiful are those words, freely by his grace and redemption. And that's a great place to wrap up this week, being thankful that we're justified freely by his grace, and that his grace and his sacrifice for us bought the price of redemption for us on the cross of Calvary, just as it did for these precious souls in Vasundhakral a year ago. Praise God and amen. Friends, as we close, won't you please join me in praying for a greater than ever outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the good people of the Cape Flats, of Manenberg and of Vasundhakral and the many other townships in Cape Town and further afield. Friends, thanks for listening in. This is Andy Steele Smith. God bless.